This month, Ireland marks the 90th anniversary of a rebellion against the British known as the Easter Rising. Although the violent uprising was unsuccessful, it's considered an important stepping stone in the eventual creation of the Irish Republic. Coinciding with the anniversary, two auction houses in Ireland, Mealy's and James Adam & Son, will hold a joint sale of documents and memorabilia charting the history of the Irish struggle for independence. The auction takes place this Wednesday. Fonzie Mealy is managing director of Mealy's Auctioneers in Castlecomer, County Kilkenny, and he joins us from Dublin. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Leanne.
The auction starts with items from the late 1700s through to the early 20th century. What are some of the major legal documents or proclamations that are up for auction?
Well, we have titled the sale Independence, and it's covering the period from 1798, the rebellion of 1798, up to the Civil War in Ireland, which was in 1923. Starting with two unusual items in 1798, the original death mask of Wolfe Tone and Robert Emmet.
I understand there's an original draft of the Soldier's Song by Pádraig Carney, and this was the song that became the Irish national anthem. Tell us a little bit about its place in Ireland's history.
He wrote it in 1907. Because he felt that the Republican movement at that time needed a kind of a rallying song or a marching song. And it gradually became popular. But it wasn't until the Saoirstadt, Irish Freedom, it was first printed in that, about 1913. And then when the Irish Volunteers were formed in 1914, they adopted it as their national song. And it was quite a while until 1927 when it was adopted by the Irish government as our national anthem.
Where did you get some of the other items, the death mask, for instance?
A lot of the stuff came from Brendan Brennan, who was a collector for 45 years. He also collected the original proclamation, one of the 25 known copies of the original proclamation, which was read out by Pierce in 1916 to herald the start of the Easter Rising. P.H. Pierce was the brains behind the operation. He and seven others were the signatories of this proclamation.
What about documents and personal effects from some of the big names in Irish politics that Americans would be familiar? Michael Collins, for example, Thomas Clarke.
Well, Thomas Clarke, we have what is, I would say, the largest collection extant of material belonging to any of the signatories of the proclamation. Thomas Clarke was the oldest member of the rebels, and he was the first person to sign the proclamation. Now, we got from his family the entire archive of his material. We have his last letter to his wife, which was written about an hour before he was executed.
And Michael Collins?
Michael Collins, we have his typewriter, and we have what's an amazing item. We have an essay that he wrote when he was 14 years of age, an original essay that he wrote in school about warfare.
Interesting. What does it say?
It's his idea of how one would fight a civil war.
Are there any quirky little items that you found that, I mean, maybe they're not big pieces of history, but that you found fascinating?
Yes, there's one item in particular that I just, if I may, mention it to you, and it's Thomas Clarke's membership card for the Irish American Athletic Club in Celtic Park, Long Island. His signed membership card of the Irish American Athletic Club, 1906.
Why do you think someone would want that?
Well, it's a very attractive item to display. And, of course, it's a direct link back to Thomas Clarke.
Are you concerned at all that the items are going to remain in Ireland?
It's always a worry because this stuff really is belonging to the Irish nation, and we'd love it to stay here if it's at all possible.
What's the talk on the street?
The talk on the street is it's buzzing because we have shown the Irish national anthem on the papers and things like that, and people just think, like, how could we envisage letting it out of our country, letting it away to somebody else? So we're hoping that that might put a little bit of pressure on people that have money to possibly, if the government doesn't buy it themselves or the National Library, that some of the wealthier guys might just consider donating it.
An auction of documents and memorabilia charting the history of the Irish struggle for independence will take place this Wednesday. Fonzie Mealy is managing director of Mealy's Auctioneers. He spoke to us from Dublin. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Good luck.
Thank you very much indeed.
You may not be able to go to Ireland for Wednesday's auction, but you can see some of the lots up for sale at our website, npr.org.